Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Say all this stuff about me is like kind of stabbing me in the back, because I was really there for you.
There's probably a couple or two that could put money on not working as soon as they get out.
You and Danica, Josh, What happened there? Okay, so I want to put you in a barbecue and just turn the heat up. So when it comes to conversations about Tasha and the comments you're making about her, why didn't you relay that to her? What was the argument about? What did she say to you?
She's like, everyone else in there when that whole fight happened was like, what is this girl going on about? Like, they had one conversation. I never come out and said anything about these girls because I liked them, but why are you making lies up about me? I just don't understand it. We'd spoken about it in the dressing room, but this is also what I mean. If there was a connection between Andrew and Jasmine, wouldn't she have said his name? I think they'd made comments to her in isolation too, but I mean, that's not my story to tell.
Like, I'm speechless. A lot. But like, how have you been like dealing with it, coping with it? And did you expect it?
I didn't expect it. I mean, I've never had an issue with... I don't want to get emotional.
No, it's okay. Do you want tissue?
No, I'm fine.
It's okay, man.
Comments like made when the filming wasn't off about that I'm a 4 out of 10 by like some of the boys.
Who said that?
It hurts to obviously see, because it's about your appearance. Going with whatever stories they want to say, and it's fair enough. You have to do what you've got to do, girls, but... like, you know, the truth always comes out, so you have to be careful of what you say.
Before we get into this explosive interview, I have just announced as well that I am doing my first Love Island finale screening event for the public. My first event for content creators and friends was an absolute success, and now I plan to do the same for my subscribers. I did announce this, and within 20 minutes, half of the tickets have sold out. The early birds have sold out, and the second round tickets have completely sold out. So they are selling out like hotcakes, and I literally just announced this less than 20 minutes ago, guys. I did not expect this at all. So check out the link below, the Eventbrite link. The event is located in London, in a good location. London, easy to get to, close to underground and railway. And just looking forward to seeing you guys there. Going to sit out, partly outdoor, watch Love Island, and do a live review for you guys as well. Now, enjoy this interview and be sure to check out that Eventbrite link. Thank you.
Guys, the Murad Murali podcast, we are back, and we have some Islanders fresh off the island, guys. We have Coco and Josh in the building.
Yes.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Both of you look cute, man. All dressed up nice.
I have to get dressed up.
Boiling outside.
It's actually way too hot. It's like 41 degrees.
Yeah. Trousers weren't a good
How
good
has life been for you guys post Love Island, doing up interviews, your cameras are all around you, and it can be quite a lot to like deal with. Everybody's opinions in your ear suddenly.
Yeah.
You go in the villa, nobody's talking about you, and then you come out and like your name is everywhere.
Yeah, it's very overwhelming.
It's a huge juxtaposition. So how do you guys even like initially coming out, how did you guys cope?
I think it's really hard because we get our phones on the way to the airport. So you're literally at the
on the way to the airport to Spain.
No,
I mean back to London.
Back to London, yeah. So you're literally like sat at the airport reading all this stuff that people have to say about you, which isn't necessarily correct. And it's just really overwhelming. Everyone was coming up to us at the airport like every like 4 minutes.
Yeah.
And so it was very like a lot. Like,
and at the airport, were they like Spanish, the British people, I'd imagine?
In Spain, getting stopped. And then even yesterday, walking around Central, getting stopped by like people and all sorts. It's been mad.
It's more British people at the airport, I think. Right. Coming back from like They're holidays.
That's a lot because you're reading the stuff and then you're sat on that airplane.
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
I know.
And that just kind of irritates
you. And you've got no 3G, so you just, anything you've seen, you've got to wait till you get back to then.
And
replying to messages like, all your friends are waiting to hear from you, but you just don't have the time. Still some of my friends I haven't replied to and they're like, reply to me. I'm like, I don't have the time right now, but I will. I mean,
it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
Coming out, hearing everybody's opinion on you.
Yeah,
and it may not be the actual true self of you.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all edited, but we all get so invested, including me. We're just like, this is how somebody is, but actually, that isn't like that. That they're not like that.
It's like 24/7, and you're only literally getting an hour.
See, as in when you walked in today, I didn't even know who this was. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was like, this is a very different Josh.
Yeah, like, it, yeah, how it gets edited is like tricky because like obviously it's 24 hours. So if you're grumpy that time, or if you're hungry, and they use that clip. Automatically, that's how people assume you're going to be.
Right.
Yeah, that's just how it is, isn't it?
Coco, we had an interview done here.
Yeah.
Last week, that was very explosive.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I just wanted to give you the opportunity to like explain yourself. You did put up a story where you said it was a shock to come out to exaggerated lies and comments never made to my face by a few of the girls. But now I get a chance to set that straight. So who are you referring to?
Jasmine and Molly.
Right.
Okay. I think everyone knows that.
So they had a lot to say.
Yeah.
And I just thought that it would be fair for you to have your response as well. Course. From that whole story about the argument, Andrew, and, you know, you went behind her back, all of the stuff that came forth.
Okay. So to start, in the villa, the day we all left, we were all so close. We were like praying on the terrace together, like holding each other's hands. Like we all had each other's back on the day of the Casa Amor recoupling.
Mm.
So to come out to these comments, I was shocked, and also at how much the truth has been exaggerated.
Wow.
Jasmine had one conversation with Andrew, and if that's a connection, then well, it's just not. It's one conversation.
Oh, okay.
So they had one conversation. She says he said apparently that he was waiting for a girl like her. However, if he was, he would have pursued more conversations with her. And that's just the truth. And
I see
also
that.
Andrew,
I can't.
I did ask Andrew about that comment. He said it was never made. So I think she did tell me she fancied him, but I'd known the girl for like, I don't know, 7 hours at that point. And we were friends in there, but we all fancy everyone. You get in there, everyone's fit, okay?
Right.
So you kind of, you know who you want to talk to, but it doesn't mean you have a connection with that person or that you own that person in there.
Right.
Andrew made a move on me.
Right.
And I fancied him back. So I kissed him in that moment. And then I came downstairs to tell Jasmine, I'm like, this has happened. But she just started kicking off on me.
What was the argument about? What did she say to you?
She said that I'm not who she thought.
Basically fake.
Huh?
Calling you fake.
Basically calling me fake and stuff like this. And to be honest, like, you didn't have a connection with Andrew. Otherwise, it would have been shown on TV.
Right.
Like, you didn't. And I did. And that doesn't make me fake. We were all talking to the same boys. So why is it an issue that I spoke to the same boy someone else did? When Molly was speaking to Davide, who I had conversations with, you know, Molly and Cheyenne both talking to Jax, like, everyone was talking to the same people. Why pick on me? Just because you've come out the villa and you've seen the hate comments about me doesn't mean you should just go with the hate to get your like name out there, basically. Right. It's not fair. I wouldn't do that to any of the other Islanders. We've all been through this experience together and we know how hard the trolling is. So why would you do that to me when I actually haven't done anything to you in there, and you all saw that I really liked Andrew on the last day. I literally said to Andrew, do not pick me. If when you take me back, you're going to go back to Tasha, because I'm emotionally invested in you. I did not want a ticket into the villa.
Wow.
I wanted a connection with him.
Before we dive more into what Jasmine said, evidently you said to Andrew, don't pick me unless you're going to ride with me. And that just didn't happen.
Yep.
So basically the very opposite happened.
Yeah.
How did you react to that? And like, what was going through your mind when he was laying this into you, that basically I'm not into you?
So on the day of the Casa Amor recoupling, when I had my chat with Andrew, like, I'd been like crying because I was so emotionally invested and I could tell he was in his head. And I was like, just worried about being hurt in the long run. So when I had this conversation with him, I was just open and honest. And I was like, I really don't want you to take me back, cause all this awkwardness with the OG girls. And then basically I get mugged off. Like, I do like when I don't want to have to see you go back to Tasha with my like own eyes.
Right.
In the villa.
Right.
And feel like alone and having to watch someone I like crack on back with the girl they had before.
It's a lot, man. I'd be like, why are you wasting my time?
Yeah. Mm. So then when he chose me, I was genuinely so happy. And I know the girls in there were like laughing at me for saying I was happy, but I was like, I liked this person and I wanted to continue this connection, because I think even the camera showed it, we did have a strong connection in there. So when he like pied me off, I was really upset. And I think that's one of the main things that's been edited out, is that I was genuinely like crying, hyperventilating out the front with the producers. Like, I broke one of the fairy like light bulbs outside the villa because I was so upset I accidentally kicked it. Like, I was genuinely so emotional in there, and I could like, was in the beach hut hyperventilating. And all that gets shown is me making like these one-liner comments, which is like banter, but also me like trying to protect myself with this outer exterior of not being hurt when I was so deeply hurt. And you just didn't get to see that side of things.
Interesting. We're gonna pick this up later, because there's a lot to get into. But you and Danica, Josh, what happened there? Because of course, I thought that you two were a whole situation. Yeah. I genuinely thought you were going to play her like a fiddle. Like, you were just going to like play her. That was an assumption from how you presented, that you weren't as invested or whatever. But why didn't that relationship work from your perspective?
So for me, before entering, I had my phone on the outside. So it's like, when I come in, like, I'm looking for a relationship.
Right.
So I'm making sure that something works. And obviously in there, you're taking out like intimacy out of the equation.
Mm.
So you need to be able to chill with that person and like vibe with them. So obviously in Casa, we're getting to know each other. It was fun, like keeping each other on his toes and all of that. And then when we got into the main villa, I just felt like the chase had gone, and then spending a bit more time with her, I was like, oh, I'm not actually connecting with her as much as I thought. Obviously, she's a lovely girl and I was attracted to her, but I'm in there to find something that's going to last, like outside the villa.
Right.
And I weren't trying to be fake. So obviously, yeah, I could have stayed with her, could have gone further, could have come out. And but then would I be feeling like outside, would I be feeling a bit trapped? So it's like, in there, you're trying to find something and stuff moves quick. So it's like, if you're connecting with someone, like, explore it. If it doesn't work, you got to go with your heart.
Right.
And obviously then I went for summer. But a lot of that didn't get shown. From what I've seen, it's like Danica and then friends and then summer. But like, there was so much more to the whole thing. So you like didn't get to see me and summer start chatting a little bit, and then like the connection build from that. So obviously it just, the story doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I just had to go with my heart on that one.
I hear that. Fair enough. When it comes to, let me not lie, it'll be rude, but the Casa Amor boy lineup, in my opinion, wasn't that strong. But I feel like you were the strongest. Yeah. Was there any other girl that you were either talking to outside of Danica?
So me and Billy had both chatted to Paige on like the first night, both kind of got like a good friendship vibe from her. And like, it was like, obviously she can make anyone feel like, you know, they're just the only one. And then we didn't really start chatting to the girls till day two. And then on day two and day three was when like Paige kind of friendzoned Billy.
Right.
And I was like, oh, well, we kind of had a similar vibe going on. She's probably just not looking for anything. And then that's when the challenge happened. And then I started talking more to Danica. But I wouldn't really say at that point, it's like everything's so quick. A lot of them were standoffish at first. So you don't really have a chance to properly explore how things would be with them.
Right.
But me and Danica hit it off. And like, I just wanted to see how that was going to go.
Interesting. Okay. Coco, well, how would you react to when, you know, Jasmine was sitting here? She was saying that, you know, the crying was done in a way that was quite manipulative. When she was crying to, when you were crying to her, she said, and that she didn't, Jasmine said that you were crying to her or like getting emotional with her afterwards during your time in Casa with her.
Oh, I mean, no, I wasn't crying to her. I cried because she was hurt, because I don't like someone feelings being hurt. And in there, your emotions are so heightened that I was upset that I'd upset her, but also I didn't really understand, because it was like everyone else in there when that whole fight happened was like, what is this girl going on about? Like, they had one conversation.
Right. Okay.
So like, I think all the islanders who were in there, Andrew, Jay, because they all saw it, would back me up. Like, it was confusing. So yeah, I mean, I'm just such a sensitive, emotional person. So hurting someone hurts me. And yeah, so I mean, I was also there for her when she was crying, saying she wanted to leave. We all were. So for her to come out and say all this stuff about me is like kind of stabbing me in the back, because I was really there for you. And we were like helping you. We were like, go talk to this person, talk to that person, get out there, have chats. Like, and I was like, even like, if you want to continue chatting to Andrew, I'm okay with that. Like, you do what you need to do in here. I said that to her. So to come out and say all this stuff, it's just really upsetting.
It must be shocking, because probably the last thing you expected.
I think it's just someone trying to get their name out there, if I'm honest. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but it's the truth, because otherwise, why else are you like holding on to this hate that's already going on about me, which you know from being around me and who I am is not like the perception of me in there is not who I am actually am. Right. So it's edited to make me look like this sassy bitch when everyone knows I was probably one of the most emotional people in there. Mm. My moon is in Pisces, which means I'm an emotional person.
Okay, so I'm gonna put in a barbecue and just turn the heat up a little bit. So when it comes to conversations about Tasha and the comments you're making about her, why didn't you relay that to her? Or did you?
I mean, I didn't make any comments about her. I said, bye, Tasha. It's a joke. Right. It's a banter.
Right.
And I actually was one of the only girls in there who did not sit firing stuff about Tasha at her. I said one comment that I think it might be a convenience thing for her. Because to be fair, with all of them, you have who you have in there
right.
to choose from.
I mean, so the boys have been saying it too as well. It's
and
not
the
just
boys
you.
Were saying it. And
it's not just you.
I didn't say anything. To Andrew, I actually said, I don't know whether she's genuine or not, because we see a produced version of the show. Obviously, they're not going to show that. They don't want that said on there.
Right.
But we see a produced version of the show. And good I said point. To everyone, who knows whether she genuinely likes you or not, because it's edited. So what we've seen of her say in the beat chart is exactly what she came back and said at the recoupling anyway, that she felt more herself with Billy. However, that doesn't mean she doesn't like you. It's just what we've seen. It looks dodgy.
Right.
But actually, seeing them in person together, you can tell, like, even in the breaks, they're, like, staring at each other from afar. Like, there's definitely genuine feelings from both sides there.
Damn. When it came to Casa Amor and the recoupling situation, did you guys expect Molly and, you know, and Cheyenne to kind of say the names? Or did you not expect that at all and thought that, you know, they're going to mention other names? Mm. Or did you, like, what was your reaction to all of that? Because you were both in, well, you especially were in the villa with the girls.
I mean, yeah, I knew that they were going to kind of say something because we'd spoken about it in the dressing room. But this is also what I mean. If there was a connection between Andrew and Jasmine, wouldn't she have said his name?
That's what I was kind of wondering. Why didn't she speak up?
Because there was no connection. So there was a conversation, yeah. And maybe he said stuff to her that we'll never know because it wasn't shown. But none of us saw that.
I'm dead. Coco's kidding me.
No, like I'm not being mean, but it's the truth. I'm not firing shots. Like,
this is your
I
side,
Jasmine.
And I feel
this
like
is my side.
And you're you, very much entitled to
I'm just
to
telling
it.
The truth because apparently there's all this stuff like that's been said, which isn't true. And I know because Cheyenne called me and explained it all to me on FaceTime, what's been said and how they were saying all this stuff in isolation when they just got out of the villa. And she was like, none of this is true, girls. Why are you like coming for these girls? And it says stuff about China too. Like, it's just not okay. It's just not.
Interesting. So Cheyenne saw this, or was it just reference to other conversations?
This and conversations
right.
that they had
and
after.
She was just like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
Interesting. Like, so like a narrative's being painted.
And I think like even they said some stuff to her like, making comments because she'd been quite successful on social media. And
who? Cheyenne?
Yeah. So right. I think they'd made comments to her in isolation too. But I mean, that's not my story to tell.
I'm speechless. Coco's not holding back, and I absolutely love that.
I
love
I would
that.
Have never come out and said anything about these girls because I liked them, but why are you making lies up about me? I just don't understand it.
Right.
You can see how badly I'm being trolled, and you know what that will have on my mental health. So to get emotional.
No, it's fine.
To go with it is just unfair.
Right. It must have been a lot to
because
like,
it's not the truth. If it was the truth, I'd be like, yeah, okay, fair, but it's not the truth.
Mm.
So I just don't think it's fair.
I see you. I hear that. And I feel like I really wanted to give you this opportunity because they were sitting on the same couch. So why can't you sit on the same couch as well? Even if you didn't want to do it, I was like, I need to message you when you're out just to see if you're open to it. And I'm glad that you are so that people can, the same audience can see, because that obviously went viral.
Well,
over millions, caught millions. And hopefully this will do the same reception. And I'm pretty sure it will because everybody is anticipating your response. And it's a lot to like come out and prep for because you're like, oh, wait, why are these girls talking? But now I've got to say something as well. And it's just like,
I mean, I don't need to prep because I know what the truth is, and that's all I'm saying.
She's love that.
It's true. Like, I'm just sat here telling the truth, and I think anyone else who comes out of that villa would have my back, and even like other people who were in Casa Cheyenne and stuff would have my back. Like, it's all just such exaggerated lies. Those two, like Molly and Jasmine, weren't even like that close in the villa, and they've come out like this and.
Interesting.
Are going with whatever stories they want to say, and it's fair enough. You have to do what you've got to do, girls, but like, you know, the truth always comes out, so you have to be careful of what you say.
Damn. Coco says she doesn't have a watch on her hands, but she'll let you know what time it is. That's basically what she said right now. Josh, when it comes to the Casa Amor and you're seeing these girls talking and mentioning Jax and Davide, what was your reaction to that?
What, man?
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Me and Danica got a front row seats, everything. So
front row, popcorn, yeah, everything.
It was crazy. I just thought, you know, they kept quite calm.
Right.
I thought, like, Jax and Davide, I was like, oh, okay, like, maybe they were generally good and nothing happened. So when the two spoke up, yeah, it was a shock to find out that they'd actually done quite a lot.
Summer,
mm-hmm.
Yuna had a situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Had an American accents exchanging back and forth. Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I didn't think it was that. I personally didn't think that that was that cringe.
Yeah,
I thought it was like, oh, cute, whatever.
You get it if you're in there.
Yeah,
like I don't think it was that cringe.
I think it's cute
because I feel like the accents actually weren't that bad. But we just don't see British people, especially on like Shut Love Island, trying to do that. So it's like, okay, what the hell is going on? What are we seeing? So what is your reaction to that whole scene?
Basically, there's a like a
I love it. I think it's great.
There's a viral clip of Will Ferrell talking about that like, plums. hold on. And
plums.
Deji were constantly going on about plums. Like,
right.
Oh, I got tingling going on in my plums. Like, constantly. And then because of that, I just spoke to Deji and I kept the accent when I spoke to Summer. But like, all three of us were constantly talking American.
And I feel like you guys do good American accents. Like, if you were like, no, but if you were there in the US and I just randomly just was like talking think? To you and you're doing your accent, I wouldn't assume you're doing a fake accent now. If I'm like, I was just in New York 2 weeks ago and if I saw you talking, I'd be like, okay, this is some American geezer just talking.
Get
like,
into acting.
Do you know what I mean? Like, on like first glance, I wouldn't, if I didn't see you on Love Island or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So Summer knew, is there going to be, I mean, she's still in the villa, but if you guys come out, is there any interest for you to pick up with her on
well,
that?
Well, this is what I mean. A lot of what didn't get seen is like the last few days we were hitting it off, and like the reason why it was working is because I felt like there was a better connection than with me and Danica. Like with me and Summer, it was flowing a bit more. So yeah, if she doesn't couple up with anyone in there, or if someone doesn't turn around, then when she's out, we'll definitely see what happens.
Well, by the looks of it, she ain't coupling up with anybody because she was dragging up Dami last night. I'm glad that she did because I feel like none of the girls have the energy this year. I feel like I don't know what it is. Like I feel like they don't have as much, I mean, they probably do, but not as much as like previous seasons.
Other than
like,
Ekin.
You know, like, right. Yeah, like Maura or like Anna or like Amber, they just came face front or Belle.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, you know, when she said, don't piss me the F off, I said, thank you. Finally, we have him. And then of course,
strong women.
Strong, like, you know, really coming with energy. Like, you're not going to talk to me like that. I didn't expect
Summer
that from her.
Is, unreal.
I did
she's
not.
She's such a strong woman.
Didn't expect that from her.
No, she'll give it.
What is your reaction to seeing that? And like the whole Dami situation and, you know, the boys acting like this. What is your, I'm assuming you're watching the current episodes. But
yeah,
like,
I haven't seen
is,
all of it.
Right.
But it was more, yeah, I just felt sorry for her really. And like, it's tricky. Especially when, like, I feel like Dami didn't want to come across that he was in the wrong. So like, it was a tricky situation. But I felt like she handled it well. I did feel a bit sorry for her.
I mean, yeah, it was definitely a lot to see.
Yeah.
With just like going off like that.
Yeah.
With the whole situation. You said that Yuna had a lot more that we didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Can you elaborate?
Just from, I felt like from what I had seen, it was like Danica, then friends, and then like the
it's just like
situation.
A, yeah.
Yeah, but how it actually went was we got back to the main villa, me and Danica, and I felt like it was all of a sudden like, you know, like, what's your five-year plan? All of this. And I felt like that was a bit too full on for me.
Right.
And I still wasn't 100% sure how I was feeling. Mm. And then we became friends because in CAST we were friends and it was a bit more flirty banter. So I thought, okay, let's go back to friends and we'll see if that can pick up. And then that night, someone pulled me for a chat and we kind of hit it off. So by the end of that day was when me and Danica had a chat and I was like, oh, okay, listen, like, I feel like it's going to be someone that I'm going to pursue. And then from there, me and someone just were generally getting more and more closer. But the thing is I would say 90% of the time in there, I was goofy and loud and the conversation was flowing. 10% of the time, I'm tired, I'm hungry, and then you have to go chat.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of what showing was that 10%, and people obviously are going to assume, oh, well, you're grumpy, you're stush, you're this.
But that's what I thought you were, very stush. Are you from London?
Originally, but I live in Essex now, yeah.
Where are you from, Coco?
Surrey.
Surrey as well. I'm sorry, I don't know why I said that. What was I going to say? A question has gone out of my head, but I was going to reference this. Both of you look... like appeared to be very different to the way you guys came on the show. I feel like there was a different edit for both of you.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean,
tricky.
It's edited. It's edited, produced show, and people forget that from 24 hours you get 1 hour, and they need to take the best bits. And so they try and portray a character of what they need the outcome to be on the public vote,
right?
For the drama to follow, like movie night and stuff. So they need the people out and the people to stay in who need the. We'll have the drama at movie night.
Right. I mean, I kind of gathered when I was like, I knew who was going because it's kind of predictable at this point.
Predictable,
some points are quite predictable like that.
Yeah.
Who's been
dumped?
Who's like, Summer was being kept in purely for like movie night, for example, like because of the narratives that keep flowing. But yeah, you definitely seem stush and grumpy on the show.
No, I found it difficult.
So
I got player vibes from you.
That's what I found it difficult because.
Did you see, were people saying that as well? Or
I've seen a little bit of it, but like. I found it difficult just because...
Play's a strong word, let me not lie. But like, I just felt like you weren't as... You were kind of... It felt to me like maybe using Danica to get to get into CASA.
That's what I found difficult because anyone who doesn't know me would assume that. Anyone who sees me on TikTok or this assumes that.
Right.
Anyone who meets me has a different opinion.
Mm.
And even in there, everyone would say, oh, you know, coming in, I thought you were going to be this, I thought you were going to be that, and you're goofy, you're this. Like, even like 100%. Through, everyone was surprised by it. So it was just annoying to come out and see that you've then been portrayed as what people would assume.
Right.
When, like I said, 90% of the time in there, I was loud, I was this, I was that. 10% when I'm tired is what's getting used.
Right.
So for me, it was like, it just felt like I just being perceived how you would perceive me and not showing for the reason that I got casted, which is
a little scary, man.
Yeah, I have to say, like, Josh, Deji, Billy all brought like amazing energy to the villa. Like when they came and joined in, all the other original girls and stuff, their energy stands out amongst everyone else in there. They bought, like, you brought the fun to the villa and you made it very lighthearted.
I was surprised to see, like, Deji. I feel like he's the main, Deji and Billy, I feel like, are main characters.
I thought only Deji was now, going.
He's only now getting screen time, but he's a big character.
Deji's facial expressions.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Unbelievable. Iconic.
I feel like Deji thought he was going as well.
From his face, but I thought he was a goner because I thought Josh and Summer, there's a situation going on here.
But
let's
I hadn't shown none of it. That's the thing.
Right. There was like, you guys sitting together or, like, clips.
So we were having really good chats, like, about baby names and all of that, and none of that. Yeah, but like,
what's
good
the baby
chats.
Name?
One of it was Safari, which threw me off.
Safari,
like, I can call my kid Safari, but we were having good chats.
Not
like
Safari.
That. Yeah, I was a bit like, but chats like that that just didn't get shown. Yeah, Safari, but yeah, stuff like that just never got shown. So it was a bit like,
I didn't expect you getting dumped. That's one thing that was unpredictable for me.
I feel like quite a few people were shocked as well.
A lot of people were.
I only assumed it was because of a conversation me and Danica had. Where she was upset, and I thought that had been aired.
Because she's had a rough time in the villa.
Yeah,
she's not finding anyone.
I just assumed it was that.
So I think it's in relation to that as well, the fact that she's continuously trying and it's just not worked.
Yeah.
And the one person she finds in CASA, she then brings back, and then it doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, for goodness sake.
There's a lot of pressure on that, but I feel like outside, people need to understand that, like, you date and it works, it doesn't work. I feel like in there, there's so much pressure on it, like, oh, you're the one. It's like, okay, I tried it, but it didn't work. And it's like, you can't be annoyed at that. It's how it works on the outside. You got to follow how your heart is, and it just didn't work.
It's so funny that you said that you come off as cheeky. Like, I mean, everyone knows you as cheeky or funny because you were just mute on that show or just like sitting there.
That's the annoying thing. So when I've come out and I'm like, my friends are getting calls and they're like, bro, I'm getting people call me wondering what, like, saying what's wrong with you, wrong with your boy.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like, you're just like,
that's so
like,
funny because you
annoyed.
Guys did not shut up.
Yeah, it just,
but it's probably because
you're
talking about the plums, they couldn't air it.
I mean, it could be that. It was just frustrating because it was like, you casted me because I was goofy, because I was this, and then you've just shown me to be what people would perceive without actually showing how my like how I came across normally.
Right.
Even when I've been meeting people like yesterday in Central, everyone's like, oh, like, it's so much different to what I suspected. But I mean, yeah, it's not much I can do now. Just
not much
yeah.
you can do, I guess.
It's what it is.
It is what it is.
Show your personality now you're out.
I have to.
Do you know what I mean? Coco, you were being seriously trolled.
Yeah.
I saw it everywhere.
Yeah.
I saw it a lot on Twitter, random TikToks on the For You page. Mm-hmm. You know, people calling you like, how are you even able to go in the villa? Why would Andrew pick you as well? And I mean, I don't have to name it all. You already know. How have you reacted to this? I mean, I'm pretty sure you're going to take it bad, but like, how have you been like dealing with it, coping with it? And did you expect it?
I didn't expect it. I mean, I've never had an issue with, I don't want to get emotional.
No, it's okay. Do you want tissue?
No, I'm fine.
It's okay, man.
I'm okay, honestly, but it hurts to obviously see because it's about your appearance. And however I was perceived on the show is not like my personality anyway. They've edited me to look a certain way. But to comment about my appearance, obviously hurtful. Like, I've been cast for a reason. However, how you look on those cameras or the press photo to begin with is not like... They don't choose the most flattering stuff. I mean, I think all of our press photos were all a lot better in real life. And when you go in the villa, you also see that people...
Let me give you a hug, baby. Yeah. Let me give you a hug. Oh, my babe. I'm so... Like, it's just sad. I've never had somebody cry. And
no, it's so...
Do you know how crazy it is? Because let me really get into this now. Because when you do get emotional and cry in the villa, it looks like it's with a aim.
Yeah.
Or manipulative, or this, and that is the perception that you have. It's very interesting. You don't see the build-up, you just see somebody crying. You're like, why is this person crying? Why are you trying to get out of it? Why are you trying to liquidate their accountability? And, it's very interesting the way,
Yeah, for me, I had a hard time in there after Casa, like, just, like, not all the girls were, like, exceptionally welcoming. At the end, we all ended up being friends, but it was hard. There was, like, comments... like made when the filming wasn't off about that I'm a 4 out of 10 by like some of the boys.
Who said that?
I don't know who said it. Summer heard it
from the cast of the original OG boys.
Yeah, like, you're a 4 out of 10, Paige is a 12. I think they said it to Paige. I don't really know. Lord. These comments were made and I had a really hard time in there as it was, and I was crying a lot for the first few days, but I enjoyed my time in there overall. So then to come out and see that like I've had a hard time and everyone on the outside is hating on me and thinking that I'm a bully or I'm said all these comments, which actually, if you watch it back, I've not said anything bad about anyone. I actually say, like, Tasha's beautiful, which she is. We got on really well in there. And then to have all these comments about my appearance and stuff, like, I've already been, like, rejected on national TV. I already feel like I've had a confidence knock in there. So to come out and see all of that,
right,
it's really hard. However, I've got great people around me and everyone I meet in person is so lovely.
Right.
People coming up to me like, how are you? Like, I've seen the comments, like, are you okay? And everyone's really nice. And, you know, I know that whatever people think about me, I know that I'm beautiful. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been cast for the show, especially for Casa and
Moore. It was a lot, man. I don't know anybody else trod like that from your season. I think when it comes to, like, being attractiveness, phenotype, like, somebody makes a comment, cool. But I feel like it wasn't stopping.
Yeah,
and I mean, these were like large comments.
I have unique features, you know, like, I've got a strong jawline. I've got like, I've had,
I mean,
no,
you don't need to point anything out. Yeah,
I've got strong features and I understand, like, I'm quite unique looking. However, I don't think that people, like, I feel like everyone's beautiful in their own unique way. And me and my friends always say, one of me and my best friends, we always say that everyone's so beautiful because every face is so unique on a girl.
Right. Well, you got picked and you were back in the main villa. Let's be real. It's not as if you were standing there and, like, you know, you got picked, you got brought back. So evidently, you know, people find you attractive. Anyways, not that is the solution to the issue, but
I mean, I think just people just need to be kind, and I'm seeing it with a lot of us, Jax, Tasha, Luca now, and it's actually not okay. We're not characters. We're real people, and you see such a small snippet of who we are on TV, which is often manipulated to make us look a certain way. And it's actually not fair because we've seen how these things end up. We've seen, you know, Caroline, Mike, and people from these shows. And everyone's very quick to then say, be kind when something does go the wrong way.
I think this Be Kind stuff is very interesting because it's like Be Kind, but then people also want drama.
Yeah.
Like me, I want drama, truthfully speaking, I mean, but also we should be kind. And it's just this endless cycle that nobody's ever going to be satisfied with. It's going to go round and round and round.
But
forever.
Exactly, you want the drama, but then you want to hate on the people who are giving you the drama. Like,
so is there any regret on going on this platform?
Not regret.
Because you may look back and you're thinking, why did you not show this? And why did you not show this?
I mean, not regret. You sign up for what you sign up for.
Fair enough.
I just think it's quite shocking to come out and see such vile comments.
Yeah, I just don't get it's just the non-stopness of it. Like, it's like every single day you want to say something. Like, it's just
constant.
Is it every day?
I wouldn't say I regret it. But for me, it was a little bit difficult because I'm active and like the life I had before was very active. So I went in with I was meant to come in that second week Bombshell. And then it got changed to coming in Castle. So my isolation was like 3 weeks of doing nothing. So to be sitting there already doing nothing to come in.
You must have been going crazy. Yeah. So you're just by yourself?
Obviously you have that. I don't want to give away the process too much, but but it was just, I'm very active. So
I don't know why I'm seeing you in like some jail for 3 weeks.
It wasn't that deep.
It's not a jail.
It was a nice villa.
I just feel like I see you in jail, just like, not even like a jail, but like just like chilling.
Yeah, no, it was just
the way you said
chilling's good for a week.
You spent a lot of time naked, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
From what I hear.
Listen, you don't want to be naked in the jail. That's what I'm just saying.
My head going in there, I was just like, I didn't want to chill anymore. That was all.
Yeah, whenever islanders say to me that we're in isolation, I just feel like they're in jail. I don't know why.
I think the words just sound strong. Isolation.
That's what it is. Just a strong connotation to the word, maybe what it is. But you know, that's what you got to do before you go on the show.
Yeah.
I feel like coming out of isolation, everyone ends up so close with their chaperone. So it's kind of nice. You come out before you even go in the villa, you've got a new friend.
Right.
Mm. So it's nice.
So the chaperone
but 3 weeks is very long.
3 weeks is long. Mine was only 10 days.
Yeah, that's a long brand. That's how old. I don't know what that is.
I think a few people as well, like Molly was in isolation for ages as well. I felt for her like that's a lot, man.
Yeah, and obviously in there's quite a bit of chilling as well. So I was, when I say like you see the 10%, the 10% is when I'm done chilling and I'm just tired.
What, so they call you like, Josh, your time's up. You're not your time's up, your time's
It would just be more like, just certain times when there's chats happening is like when I'm tired. And
no, I mean when you're in isolation and it's about to finish, they're like, Josh, it's your time to come on the show.
You kind of know the
that's
day.
That's scary. To me, like that's a bit like... Isolation's ended and they're like, it's your time to come on the show now. And walk in. I'm just like, it's like,
yeah, no, interesting. Well, obviously I got called up a couple of times. So when I thought it was, it wasn't. And then
right, it was, but okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was nerve wracking, especially after like 3 weeks of not really chatting. And then like,
talk to anyone, then you're in that villa walking in like that.
But then
you can't be outside with people, then you know what's going on.
Of course, it was, for me, it was just more like the chilling side of it. I was like, you just want to get going.
So do you guys actually like watch the show from being inside the isolation, or do you watch clips of people?
We watch the show when you're in isolation until the day before you go in.
Right, but you don't see people's opinions.
So you haven't seen like the last few days. Well, you have your phone for the first 5 days.
Oh.
So you can see opinions, but then your phone gets taken. So before you go in, you don't know what the
public's crazy. Your phone get taken from me. What are you doing? I'm like, why are you taking my phone?
It's quite nice actually, because you have time to just like... chill and
mellow out
and actually get used to not having a phone and, you know, being sociable with your chaperone. And it's nice. I enjoyed it.
You and Andrew,
yeah,
and this whole I will ruin you and you know the stuff with the tease. I don't know if I can even say that. Was there any more to that situation?
I mean, no, not really. I think we kind of said how it was. I think that first night in the bedroom, we were just up chatting and laughing all night. Like, literally, we went to sleep when the sun was up. Like, we just had so much fun together. And obviously, there was a little bit of, you know, touching and fuck it.
The girls, that they saw it? Molly and Jasmine?
I mean, I doubt they saw it because it was under the covers.
Or they heard it, maybe, I imagine.
Yeah, but we weren't moaning, so I don't know how they heard that.
Interesting.
We were laughing and giggling, I think. Like China and Summer and Dami, they were in the beds next to us and they were like, all we heard was you giggling all night. No one else heard any moaning. So, and we weren't doing anything that would cause moaning.
It just paints a whole different side to the story, which is why I'm like, Coco better come on the couch, because I don't. Okay, you just hear it's just a different side. So I think it's interesting.
You were saying what was Summer, Dami, and Chan all in the same bed every night?
No. So oh, okay, Summer and Dami were here.
I was like, wait a second.
Summer and Dami were next to us on like my right, and then China was opposite. So okay, they were the closest to us. So people could hear us giggling and like,
right.
That's why everyone knew we got on so well, because they could hear us laughing like all night. Like we had fun that night. We were just chatting about so much. We had so much in common. Like we'd both gone to like similar schools. We'd gone to... sorry, he's a PT and I was doing a PT course. Like, we had a lot in common and we just had, like, banter between us. I think you see him make a comment, like, on our bedroom chats, like, they're great or whatever. Like, we had fun. Like, it wasn't, like, this really, like, intimate bedroom scene. Like, it was just, like, us, like, having a laugh, basically. And things got a little bit frisky.
Right. Did you kind of expect him to be frisky with you and that quickness of it, considering that he was with Tasha coming into the casa?
I mean, I just think there was just like quite a lot of sexual attraction between us. Right. Like, so when we started kissing, like, happened. Like, you know, when you're so like sexually attracted to someone and like, I don't know, I guess we just got on and it just happened. I mean, people have what they want to say about it first night, but if it's the outside world, I mean, we've all done stuff like that. Yeah. So really, it's really not that deep.
I mean, that conversation between Andrew and Tasha about, you know, Tasha finding out.
I mean, it's iconic, and really, the lines
he tried to downplay it.
But yeah, he should not have done that. He should have disowned it.
Right. So I felt like you should have, when you returned and, you know, Andrew was kind of trying to keep it a secret, or, you know, you were trying to keep it a secret, not really tell anyone, and then it came out to the casa people. I just felt like you should have just, as soon as he left you and went to go back to Tasha, you should have just said, you know what? This is Matt. You've played me like this. This is, I want to let
me
know.
I mean, I agree. However, I was so emotional at the time. I mean, Joshua would have seen, I was like in tears a lot. So for me, I just didn't have that like bad, like B energy to go and do that. I was like a sad B. So I just didn't have it in me at the time. So when I made like the comment to the boys, like it was just a passing comment because I was like upset. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, oh, so can I say that?
Yeah, you can swear. You can say
so I was like, oh, it's like going to come out. I should warn him. And then, yeah, and then it just kind of came out in a very weird way.
Yeah, it was so funny. And then you went to go speak to him. Was like, oh, by the way, this has come out now.
Yeah, so like, sorry, I did something bad.
Yeah, the way he said it, I was like, you've not done anything bad. But the boys were like,
oh, you know, you've been played like this. You should definitely, like, Billy was like, you should definitely go.
Why? I would run my mouth. I would let everybody know. But like, I was microphone.
My energy was so sad at the time. I just, like, if it had been like if I didn't have like genuine feelings for him, I would have been able to bring that, you know, like more energy. Right. But at the time I was so emotional. Like if I'd said anything to him, I just would have burst into tears and I just didn't want him to see me like that.
It's interesting that you're an emotional person.
Yeah,
so emotional. Because that did not come across at all.
I know. I'm shocked because I was literally like worrying to all the girls, like, oh gosh, everyone's probably just seen me. This is emotional. Reckon I come out and everyone's like, this girl's so sassy. I'm like, what?
So sassy.
All I did was cry.
Yeah.
Where has this come from? But I say these one like little lines that people take just too literally when actually it's just me like making like a little comment because I'm so upset and then I'm crying and then I make something which is just like me like having a joke at myself, basically.
Interesting.
Because like I was really hurt by him going back to Tasha. You know, I'm happy for them now. And me and Tasha really got on and we had really nice conversations in there, which were also cut out. But at the time, like, it was hard to see.
When you sat down with Tasha and you were crying, was there, you know, and then I think Ekansu was speaking to you as well. Yeah. And she was comforting you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Tasha got angry with the boys. Mm-hmm. Did anything else happen that we didn't see?
I think just the build-up was a lot more to it. Like, Ekansu took me from the dressing room. And then at first we were actually in the main bathroom with like Danica, Paige, Ekin. And I was crying a lot. And then Ekin took me out and she was like, have you been hurt in the past? And I was like, yeah, like not too long ago in January, like I was with someone and they really hurt me. And so it's kind of brought up this
a trigger,
like a past trauma of how I felt back in January. So I was really emotional. And then I think they went and said something to Tasha, like, Coco's really upset. So I knew we had to have a conversation, which I wasn't ready for at that time because it had only been a few days and I was still hurting. Mm. But yeah, I mean, me and Tasha, after those conversations, we got on really well. Like, I gave her loads of outfits. Like, people were making out that we really didn't get on and we really did.
Interesting.
So yeah, I mean, it's just perception of what you guys see, I guess.
Yeah, because that part was intense. And then Davide was like, this is my line or whatever.
I mean, Davide with the one-liners.
The one-liners. It just don't stop.
I think the girls were kind of like, I mean, I think just felt sorry for me and Tasha. We'd both been kind of hurt.
Yeah.
And I think in that moment we really like stuck together because we'd both been like hurt, and you know, from there I think it actually built like us being able to be like closer, because we'd kind of both gone through something that shouldn't have happened to either of us.
Who would you guys say is the messiest in the villa, or playing the biggest game?
The what?
The playing the biggest game in the villa, or is quite has a ulterior motive. Not Josh being quiet. No, you're not keeping this PG. I want to know, because obviously Luca yesterday said that he feels that Tasha's playing a game, Ekansu's playing. I think Dami and Luca were very much like Tasha and Ekansu are playing some kind of game to, you know, prolong their time in the show.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I don't think Ekansu's playing a game.
Okay.
I really don't. Like, when you're in there, you can see, like, the chemistry between her and Davide. They're, like, drawn to each other. And, like, they actually probably have the most real dynamic where they have, like, little tiffs like you would on the outside world.
Right.
But at the end of the day, they're still in bed cuddling, laughing. Like, right. It's the most natural thing to me, them as a couple.
Josh? I know you've been thinking while she was talking as well.
Who do you think the least genuine is?
I'm going to say that there's probably a couple or two that I could put money on not working as soon as they get out. But looking quite good in there.
Josh, that was very diplomatic. Josh doesn't want to give names.
No names.
Listen, I can't blame you, but I have to ask. I just want, you know, let me just ask.
Oh, of course.
Do you guys, what are your thoughts on Gemma and Luca? Like, one minute I like them. One minute I'm like, hold on. Like, Luca's like comes across as nitpicking on small things. Is he as possessive as we see?
No, I feel like because you're seeing everything, like the eyes are on them constantly. I feel like these are just little spats that people would have day to day.
Right.
Like, you're going to get annoyed if someone does something. Obviously, some situations I maybe dealt with in there, but maybe how they're dealing with it is because of how intense it is in there.
True.
I feel like it wouldn't be as deep of a situation if it was outside.
Right.
And also, all eyes are on them. So, say you're getting ready with your girl and you have an argument and then you head out and it's all smiling. Like, you wouldn't have seen the argument. Well, here you're seeing the argument. So, I feel like they're just having normal spats that couples would have. Maybe a bit more intense. And plus, everyone's seeing it and trying to pick some. They're trying to pick faults because they look so strong. They're trying to pick faults. I feel like they're strong. Will it work on the outside? I feel like that's... this is the test. Like, I feel like that is the test to see if stuff works on the outside. Like, you find love in there when you're like in a bubble.
Right.
But on the outside, will it work? I don't know.
And Dami and India. What? I feel like these two are back and forth as well.
I love them.
Why are you smiling?
I love Dami and India.
You love Dami and India?
Yeah. I think they're both genuine, really, really kind people. Very welcoming. And I think they will work on the outside. And also Gemma and Luca as well. I think Gemma's so mature for her age. I can really see them working. Because of her age, people would question whether it would last. But honestly, she's so mature and so lovely. And I think when you see them, like, in person, you believe in their relationship more. They're, like, with each other 24/7. But then, like, he does give her space to you know, chat to other people. He's not, like, how it's made out, I think, is a very small snippet of what you see. Right. Like we've said before, it's produced and edited to be.
I feel like the outside will be the test. I feel like they all look good, but I feel like the outside, like from what we've
but
seen.
Why
already,
are you smiling?
Just because I know how people's thought process.
I think he
is.
Just knows how men are.
So I'm just feeling like on the outside.
He just knows what men are like and the attention you get after the show.
On the outside, I'm not saying no one will. I feel like on the outside will be the test, and if they can get past that test, then they will work. That's what I'm saying. There's
and
a
would
lot
you
want
to pursue things with someone when she comes out? If Summer gets dumped next and she comes out single, would you want to actively try to see something?
Yeah, I feel like
or like just chat.
I feel like a date. I feel like the outside is where you can see how things will work. Outside is so different to in there. People have their lives. People have distance. People have like
right. Because sometimes people try to put islanders and islanders together, and it's just awkward as fuck. Like what are you doing? Do you know what I mean? So that might also be part. People might be like, oh, Summer and Josh, they're gonna be.
Yeah.
There could be a little bit of pressure when really you could just chat and maybe it's just not there anymore.
That's what I mean. That's what I feel is you're there to find love. And I feel like a lot of people will just they can just become comfortable and like okay, like we hit it off, we'll just stay together. But if you're in there to genuinely find love, then you have to test and you have to go with how your heart feels.
India's face when Paige was kissing Dami, she didn't like it. And there's so many of these theories of Paige and Dami. And I honestly feel like they're just probably just close friends. Have you seen anything else otherwise?
No, just close friends.
Yeah, I just get that vibe.
I feel like he's a mentor to her. He's there for like...
And that's just his personality.
Do you not think that face India pulled, she could have pulled at any time in that challenge?
True.
And they just used it in that moment.
Bloop. Come on, producer Coco.
I still haven't fully seen yesterday's. I need to watch it properly.
That's actually a very good point. I think that face might not have even been used at that
because
point.
Because last year's Casamore reunion, when Kaz Camry brought back Matthew, she winked at Tyler, but she actually didn't wink at him. They just used that to make it look like that she was winking at him.
Yeah, exactly.
So you never know.
Yeah.
So they probably fed into these theories that everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
And then just added that to it to promote conversation. I mean, that in itself is a theory.
Paige is like that with like all the boys. Like she's very friendly, like, and like huggy and affectionate. I just think, that Twitter are taking that to a new level, which doesn't exist.
Because prior Casa, she had a bad edit, maybe you could ask or you could say, but we know when she was like, when Danica stole Jay from Antigone, and you know Paige was kind of shooing her away or saying I'll speak to you later, that clip kind of went viral as well, and people think that, you know, is she like a cliquey girl, is she somebody who, you know, can be quite rude behind the scenes or pull faces?
No, she's like the most genuine, nicest. I would say
I think she, with the girls coming in from Casa, she wasn't the most welcoming one.
Interesting.
However, we ended up like being close. I think just maybe like the way her personality can seem like you don't understand till you get to know her.
Right, this territorial behavior when the new Casa girls come out, Casa boys. I mean, I feel like it's more for the girls than the boys. Mm. It's quite territorial.
Yeah.
I feel like you must have gone through it then, because Paige wasn't as welcoming. You mentioned you got close with her later. And then the boys were saying you're 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
So there seems to be a little bit of
no
a...
one was really that welcoming at first, apart from like Davide, Ekinsu, so welcoming, Danica, India, Jay. Like, however, like you're always going to get people who are going to be a bit funny with... girl bombshells. Do I think it's right? No, because you've all gone through the same process. You were just in there first. However, like once we actually like we had a chat about it and we sorted things out, like then everyone was just getting on like normal. So it's just one of those things that it took a bit of time. But from what I hear from like obviously because me and Summer, we struggled with that. But the producers were saying to us like this always happens after Casa that like it takes a bit longer for the girls to warm to the new girls. But it always like happens. Then we left, we were all so close. And I hope that came across at the end, but I haven't watched it.
You and who? The other girls?
Yeah, the other girls.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, you were close with Ekin.
Yeah.
Tasha and we didn't really see that.
But they didn't want to show it.
The main
thing that was like the distance between the girls at first is because the first thing that everyone got told was that the Casa girls were the ones that changed Andrew's mind and they told him.
But it was the OG boys that were screaming it as well.
Like straight away.
I think everyone's seeing that now.
Because of the recoupling, they'd said
because
like
it is harsh on her, on Tasha, the way things are being handled.
Yeah, at first, when she first came in, I liked her. Then I didn't like her, and now I like her again because I feel like other people are just getting a little bit smug. They're like, they've been in the bottom three times. You know, you guys are just unliked. We don't like you as well. That kind of mentality, I think, is going on. But what were you saying? You were saying something about the boys.
Oh, yeah. And the girls. Obviously, with distance girls. The recoupling, the first thing that Andrew had said was, you know, the Cassie girls have come in and really told me how Tasha was feeling about me. So I feel like the OG girls are very standoffish because they didn't know who to trust. Right. I feel like once they figured out what had happened and who had said what, that's when they became a bit clicky. But yeah, I feel like the boys were fine because obviously I feel like...
Did you have any, not rift, but any like people that you, boys that you weren't close to? I feel
like it was awkward because obviously like... The
because OG you came in with like, Danica, you didn't steal anyone's...
No, but the OG girls all liked our energy. That's what we bring, like a really good energy, me, Billy, Deji. And I feel like the OG girls liked it, but for the boys, I was in the middle. I hadn't done anything wrong, but then I couldn't chill with... I was in the middle of either group because they wanted to say stuff, obviously, about Billy and Deji.
Right.
And then, like, it was a bit in the middle for a while. But I feel like once the situations all figured themselves out, we all became really close.
Right. Talk about rifts between OGs and Casas. There's a rift between the Casa girls. And, you know, the... I feel like you and China are quite close, and Shianna, and you close to Shianna as well, or is it just
and Summer,
and then and Summer? So in terms of, you know, the Molly and Jasmine may not being as close with you, was there any other rift between the Casa girls?
No, we were all close in there. This is why it's such a shock. And I would have expected to come out and all be close going forward. We were all like, let's go to Ibiza together, blah blah blah. So it's just a shock, I think.
Yeah, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it. It's just like. And then even Shian phoning you or FaceTiming whoever and be like, wait, what's going on? It just adds even more confusion.
Yeah, I mean...
I mean, from a perspective of not hearing from yours until now.
But. Yeah, I think... Yeah, I don't know, really know what's going on there, but I mean, I hope they get what they want from it, really. Like, do you know what I mean?
Good. Right.
Good. Yeah. Cool.
How do you respond to, like, a lot of people saying there's a lot of misogyny in the villa?
What does that mean?
So
I have no clue.
You lot are funny. Don't make me laugh. Misogyny is like basically when people are like, you know, quiet. The men are rude to women.
Okay.
Men treat women differently as to the way they treat their counterparts. They don't respect women. And a lot of people are saying that this year, especially in the last 2 weeks, that, you know, the men, they, you know, they're always adding their two cents to the girl situations or whatever. But when it comes to their counterparts, they're... It's more of a bro code or whatever. Have you seen that? Have you experienced that? And, you know, how would you... I mean, because the boys running in and saying that you're 4 out of 10, I think is ridiculous, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't shown though because it was filmed during dinner time or lunchtime. I can't remember.
Do you know what I mean? Like the boys saying stuff like that, but then like, you know, they wouldn't be saying that to...
My face.
Your face or to other boys that they're friends with or you talk to them like that in that kind of way as much. So it's, that's like a minor example. How do you... not respond, but have you experienced anything else or seen anything else or respond to it?
I mean, no, like when you're in there, I thought everyone was like, all the boys weren't rude. However, when I did hear that comment, I was confused, but still, like, no one would even tell me who said it. So
that must be running in your mind for a little bit. You're like, who is saying this stuff about me?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously wasn't nice to hear.
It's just like weird.
And also, if you thought I was a 4 out of 10, then why was Davide and Andrew snogging me?
Bloop.
Like, I just don't get it, but I guess they're entitled to their opinion.
Right. I mean, yeah.
I don't sit there rating people out of 10 though.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a little bit like wayward. Like, what are you doing? It's just a bit weird, to be honest with you. Whether it be the being a customer boy or girl is hard because the chance of getting in is quite unlikely.
Yeah.
So for you guys to do that, I think it was an achievement. The fact that you guys were brought back in. And then on top of that, you're now dealing with territorial people because you're like, this is their villa. How's everything going to move? And you might steal somebody. And so there's always like something ahead of you all the time to deal with. So it can be a lot. Coming out the villa, I know it's only been a couple of days. Has it been a couple of days? 3-4 days?
Yeah, since Saturday.
Since Saturday.
Saturday's when we came back,
Today's Tuesday. Mad. Yeah, mad. Days.
Oh my gosh, it feels like way long.
Why does it feel like you guys have been out for like weeks?
Yeah, it does, doesn't
it? That is so strange. I think that Saturday that we got back was like the longest day. We were up at like 6 at the airport, got our phones back, flew back. I got home, saw my dog, went shopping to get an outfit for After Sun. Then I went out. Like, it felt like the longest day. By the time I got into bed, it was like 6 a.m. the next day. So I'd been up for a full 24 hours.
Lord have mercy. Yeah. You just nonstop. And then you guys, you go on After Sun, then you guys go out afterwards and just like nonstop.
Yeah.
So with these interviews and everything that you're doing that you weren't doing prior Love Island, do you feel pressure to succeed?
No pressure to succeed. I think my main thing was I just wanted to get across what I'm actually like and not this edited, produced version of a character who isn't real.
Right.
But no, like, pressure to succeed. I mean, some of the opportunities which have come our way, like even like being on this podcast or like Capital this morning, would have never happened without the show, and I'm thankful for that blessing, really. And I just, whatever comes my way was meant to be, and whatever doesn't wasn't. So here's what it is.
Come on, preacher Coco. Like, she just wrapped it up and just sent it away. Can't be that.
No,
but do you feel that pressure? Just like, I feel like I would, but like, everyone's eyes are on you, and you got to, like, if you don't, you're a failure and shit like that.
I feel like I had so many goals beforehand. Like, because when I was 12 years old, I said I'd go on Love Island. Like, when I was
dead.
And I said I'd come in second week one show. When I was 12.
Was it on at 12?
When I was in
10 years ago. Was it on?
Whenever it was on.
Wait, you definitely went 12 then.
Whenever it was on.
Wait, how old are you? 26?
I was like year 11. So what is year 11? Like 15?
Yeah. Okay, secondary school.
Yeah, I said I was going to come in.
Manifested
it.
Manifested it.
And I said I was coming as a bombshell. I always had blonde hair. I said, oh, you'll see my blonde hair come in. When I didn't come in as a second week bombshell, I was a bit like, all right, cool. But
you went in.
Kasser is still a bombshell, though. Yeah.
I manifested it up to that point. And then when I walked in, I thought further than that now. So I feel like it's just like a stepping stone, but there's so much more I want to do now. So I don't feel like there's pressure on it. I just feel like it's just like now buckling down and doing it, really.
Fair enough. I like that answer too. You're a fan of Ekin, and Ekin was somebody who was good to you in the villa, welcoming to you. So the obviously rumors, discussions, whatever, that, you know, she wasn't treated well by the other girls.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that from what you've seen? I mean, although you came in post-Casa when relationships developed, maybe you haven't seen it, but I don't know if you have, but people think that, or that they speak behind her back.
I didn't really see much speaking behind Ekin's back, to be honest, if I'm in there, but maybe I've missed something because I haven't watched everything since being back, so maybe I haven't seen the conversations because I wasn't involved in them. However, I think Ekin's so genuine. She was so welcoming. Like, the first thing she did after that Casa-Mall recoupling was sit down with me, Summer, and China and welcome us into the group.
That's nice.
And she was smiling at us throughout the recoupling, making us feel like, she made me feel so secure, sat there with Andrew at the Casa-Mall recoupling, you're getting weird stares, but she was being like smiley, very welcoming during even the rest of that recoupling. And I just have a lot of love for her. And I think, yeah, I mean, I think it shows even the public love her. Like, she's an amazing person.
What are your thoughts on him and Tasha getting back together again? And, you know, they both, Charlie came in, Tasha's head turned, then Andrew was running around Casa. And then, you know, Billy and Tasha, and then they're back together again after movie night as well. Seems like nothing can really just beat them.
I mean,
or like avoid
it. I think it was really hard for Tasha coming back in with Billy because everyone was obviously giving her a stick, and I think she genuinely just wanted to get to know them both, which after a month she has right to do. It's only been a month, and Andrew was quick to cut me off, but if she wanted to continue to get to know Billy, why shouldn't she?
Right.
And to see which connection was stronger, her and Andrew weren't in a relationship then. She's still single. And I think she just then went with her heart rather than her head, is what she said. And fair play to her for that. And I honestly think that a lot of the couples who people think won't last are the ones that last. So it wouldn't surprise me if those are the ones in 3 years who everyone's like are still together and everyone's shocked.
Yeah. I mean, Faye and Teddy from last year, I didn't expect them to last.
Yeah, no one expects them to last. And look at them.
And look at them. They've proved everyone wrong.
Exactly. I think, yeah.
Decisions, and they have to be made so quick as well. It's like, on the outside, you can be chatting to two people over, like, a couple of weeks and then decide. But in there, it's like, you don't know when the recoupling is, you don't know when what's happening. So it's like, if you have a sense you could connect someone better, you have to go for it straight away.
That's what I'm saying.
But obviously, people will see that and they're like, you're jumping ship. But it's not that. It's that you have to explore something straight away.
Just to see that they could really put you in a place because it's genuine for you.
Exactly that. Right. And I just feel like it gets blown out of proportion, but it's like, you have to go with your heart and, like, otherwise, you're just going to be coupled. I mean, there could be couples in there right now that might not even truly... there could be so many couples. You don't even know that there could be someone in there
right now.
We don't
know, but I feel like you know.
Looking at someone else thinking they work better and now they're stuck going on their path. And I feel like that's the tricky bit. It's like, if they'd explored it sooner, it would have worked. Are they happy with who they're with? You will never know.
Coco, you mentioned that, you know, you were outside the villa and you kicked a lantern and something like that. Is that you kicked something?
Oh, no, just I didn't kick it in an aggressive way. I just accidentally kicked it when I was upset. It was a fairy light.
Oh, fairy light, not lantern. I don't know why I said lantern.
I was like, oh my God, please don't charge me.
What was that What was that from? Was it from just like an overwhelming feeling, or was it just like a situation?
Just overwhelmed. Right. I was like emotional. I was upset. I liked Andrew and he mugged me off. Mm. And I genuinely had feelings for him at that point. So I was outside chatting to a producer, just crying basically. Over lunchtime, accidentally broke. Like, I feel like that's been taken out of context. Mm. So I just accidentally kicked it.
How has like the mental health kind of care been for you guys? Like, do they like keep on to tabs with you? Like, Bernie say you're right, you're good. I'm sure they were aware of you being trolled. So I'm sure they were like, did they keep tabs with you guys?
I actually didn't have a warning before coming out that I was being trolled for my looks.
Oh, okay.
I had a warning about being trolled for, you know, the Andrew and Tasha situation.
Right.
But no trolling about my looks. That's why it was such a shock. But I mean, they have given me a psych the day on Sunday. I had a psych the day after I come out because it was all a bit much for me.
I'm sure people would have wanted to have seen you cry, but I feel like it's a part of you. Yeah. You know, being emotional over certain situations.
But they're just showing me, like,
why don't you just show both? That's just the way I see it.
Yeah, exactly. Show me upset and show that, like, how I felt about Andrew was genuine. And I think anyone in there would agree. You could see it. I was so hurt. And I think they give us like 14 months worth of like welfare and the psychologist, which is very good for, you know, mental health post show. However, maybe some of the things they include in their editing, like me shaving my arms when everyone's calling me, you know, certain words, doesn't help.
Right.
With the trolling of that.
Right. And for you, Josh?
I feel like the welfare and support has been good. Mm. I do feel like it's been good. I feel like in there, you get supported. I feel like afterwards, there's enough support for you. If you need it, you can get it. I feel like everyone should have a best bits moment, though. Mm. I feel like the show has to go in a certain way. Obviously, like, if you're following one story from the beginning, you can't then, all right, cool, we're going to follow this story. I understand that. So if there's the main people that they're following. But I feel like everyone should at least have, like, their own... You should be able to see everyone for who they are. Or should everyone
best bits,
just so you
because
can see.
Because just, like, when you lot first came in, I was like, what's going on?
I felt like the Invisible Man watching it, and I'm like, okay, I understand that obviously maybe I wasn't part of some of the drama, but there was so much more that me and Deji and Billy were doing, like singing, making beats, constantly.
They can't show us singing though.
Yeah, but we weren't even singing commercial songs, like we're making songs 24/7.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I feel like that's something that people would want to see, and I feel like if you could just make like best bits.
Yeah, even yeah, like, stuff like just that. Add a couple minutes per episode of like, because we see people seeing unseen bits, but a lot of people don't watch that. I don't watch unseen bits as well, because you want a break from Love Island.
Like a highlight, I feel like. Or right. That 24
unseen
hours.
Bits is fun.
Right, it's a whole different side.
Yeah.
Doesn't show everything. Like you said, I feel like maybe
it should all just be
episode,
included together. Be
like,
I don't know why
they need to make it an extra episode longer to include that all. It should just be done.
I don't know why they don't do that, because
like
I feel like it's just
bloopers or something. After every episode, there should be like a little bit of what they didn't include in them 24 hours.
Because it really shows a different side.
Yeah,
and we just see
or
one
posted on social
lens.
The fun things.
Yeah, because we just see one lens.
Even my after song was still more about a little bit more in depth to what the story was, but still nothing about like everything we did. That was, you know what I'm saying. So I mean, yeah,
that's why I feel like it's important to get you guys on.
Yeah,
no. So that immediately people looking at you like, whoa. Like, this is a very long conversation. We're going to sit down and see these guys for, you know, what they're really about.
Yeah,
give you guys that benefit and that chance, because sometimes
you don't get that chance
or you get this edit of your manipulative this is that and is maintained because you know you're in that position continuously, because there's no chance for you to actually just chill and just be speak. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because it's no one's fault. It's just that's what they see,
right? And because with After Sun it's a big production and they've got timing and everything in their ear, so they don't even have time to sit with you guys for like an hour per person and whatever talk, so it can just be confusing. Who do you guys want to win?
Ekansu and Davide.
I feel like they would be... I kind of want Dami and Indy to win. I feel like Ekansu and Davide will win, though, because they have the arguments and they have, like, what normal couples have. Mm. At the same time, I feel like Dami and Indy would be a good couple to win as well.
Yeah, because both of these couples go back and forth. And both these couples
have
the best chemistry.
I'd be happy with either of those couples winning.
Honestly, at this point, because I feel like Dami, I liked him, I don't like him, I like him, I don't like him. The same applies to Davide. I don't understand. The men just keep swaying up and down.
Oh, my God, Davide's just can only be loved, I feel.
Yeah, he's a G. Mm. Or Deji and Billy could couple
so
up and win.
Deji and Billy.
If they coupled up and win, that'd be cool. They're my guys.
I thought Deji was going home, man. I still can't believe that.
To be
honest,
even everyone that was shot, even he was shot.
His face was like,
yeah, but I just downplayed it because I assumed it was because of the Nika thing. And obviously, coming out, I realized it was because there was a lot of like,
right, because there could be a chance that if you actually maintained that relationship, you probably would have still been in there.
Of course, but for me, like, I'm not there to fake something. Right. Like, I tried it, it didn't work. I said to even the boys at Castle, like, if I make it in, I make it in. I have fun on the outside. I don't need to come in. Like, I was living like quite a nice life, so I didn't really need clout. I was generally looking for a relationship. I've been single 22 years, innit? So I'm in there to find something, and if I ain't find something, I'll come out. Like, it wasn't deep.
It's Josh just funny.
It was going well with someone, and then I came out. But I really tried. Like, I said to them afterwards, I really did try to dive into it, like taking intimacy out of the equation. Like, I need to see who I vibe with.
Nah, because the way it was so choppy. Now I'm deepening even more. It was so choppy with you. It was like
made no sense. And like, the build up, because I was very concerned speaking to Danica at first when I was feeling like, okay, this isn't gonna work. Mm. How to come across? I was in the beach hut saying like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna say this. Like, it was obviously my mum's. I've seen how like my mum and my dad, how that like how it can hurt the woman. Mm-hmm. And I was very concerned about how to say it to her. And I feel like none of that got played across. Mm. So for me, people like, oh, you know, you copped out by calling her friends, like. I tried to go about it in the nicest way. And it wasn't that I wasn't feeling it. I thought coming back to friends would make it flirty like it was a castle. Mm. But like that played on my head for a good few days on how to come across. And then obviously when we had and I could see she was upset, it hurt me a lot.
Were you surprised coming out of Love Island in general and not seeing that argument between you and Jasmine being aired? Because people think that drama should be aired all the time.
I didn't think it would be aired because there wasn't really much to it. It was about 2 seconds long.
What, the argument?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a fighting match.
Not at all. Like,
or like her screaming at you, whatever.
Yeah, she was, going off a little bit, but it was like 2 seconds long. Like, right. It really wasn't anything deep. So I didn't think it would be aired. And I didn't think she'd mention it because it was not really, I wouldn't even really call it an argument.
Right. Interesting. Before you wrap this up, is there anything you want to say on that situation? Anything else that maybe on your mind?
Look,
I feel like you said your piece anyways.
I don't have anything bad to say about Jasmine. I just think like, don't make up lies. This is what causes like even more trolling, which just isn't fair. And, you know, let's just speak the truth and facts. And if you actually had a genuine problem, you should have said something to me in the villa, which you didn't. We were all friends saying we're going to go China White where you work, saying we're going to go Ibiza. So I just don't understand it.
Not China White.
I'm there on Friday.
Is it? Yeah.
Me, Akena, Liam, Remy.
She works that, so it was like a joke, like, woo, like right, China White. Like, I'm shocked, but it is what it is. I mean, I'm sure, like, if I see her in person, things might be different, but I just can't be asked for the drama, like, especially when it's not even the truth.
Right.
Like, there's really no point in, like, doing that.
Right.
It's just unnecessary.
It must have just been like, what the fuck's
I going? Honestly was literally like very, very shocked. And I think like China was very shocked. Cheyenne, I'm sure Summer when she gets out will be very shocked as well.
Right.
So yeah.
Interesting. We'll you're going on a tour with the boys. Yeah. Love Island tour.
Friday. Well, me and I kind of went libs.
Well, I love Sunday, it. Ikenna is so chill. He's I thought he was so boring on the show, like he wasn't doing anything. When he comes out, he's such a nice guy.
A lot of the time it's like you don't get to see everyone for who they are. And then Friday we're gonna go to China White. There's a few of us going there as well.
Nice.
And obviously the annoying thing is like me and I kind of get along well, but we weren't in together. We weren't in with Liam, weren't in with like Remy. So it's like a lot of these people you realise you would have got along with, but you weren't in there together. So it's cool like meeting up now and being like, oh yeah, we would have got along or like you know what I'm saying? So yeah, we'll go out on Friday and see how it goes.
Thanks guys for coming on. Time has flown. It's been like an hour and a half of like,
really?
Yeah. Okay, 10 minutes. I was being dramatic. I was just being dramatic, guys. An hour and 10 minutes.
This is probably my longest chat since I've been out.
Do you know what I mean?
Why get off your chest. You can actually talk.
Yeah, I feel like time just kind of flew. Mm. I like doing this conversation style. Like all the questions I just memorized. Like I'm just not going to try and like... I don't want to force it for you guys as well. I feel like I'm just glad that you were able to say your piece. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to get you on as well. I'm both together because you both left together as well.
We did.
So it's nice to have somebody that you let you leave with.
Yeah,
to
I was
talk
forcing
about
him
stuff.
To make me food in isolation.
Yeah, I was cooking up. She'd be like, well, what are you cooking?
What are you making?
What did you make us burgers? Like chicken burgers.
Yeah, chicken burgers.
They were nice.
I ate a lot.
But this is when you lot were isolation to leave.
And our chaperone cooked for us as well.
Yeah, I ate a lot, so I was hungry all the time.
That's nice.
We went to a farm.
A farm?
We went to a farm. Yeah, so we were walking around the grounds of this villa, this amazing villa they put us in when you come out. And there was this like Spanish man who owns like the most random farm on this villa property with like, what was it, donkeys, goats, chickens, a pig, and we were just in there like stroking the animals. It was amazing.
I'm not coming out from Love Island to stroking pigs. That is funny.
That is my highlight of my whole trip. I honestly was like, I've never been that close to a donkey before in my life, and they were so cute. That is like the highlight for me.
The highlight of the whole show was the donkeys.
Being on the farm with the pigs and donkeys. Yeah,
honestly, I loved it.
That is, have you not ridden? You can ride donkeys, right?
I can ride, I've rode a horse
I
before.
Would never ride a donkey. I don't think it's fair.
I haven't ridden a horse, but I've ridden a camel before. Not comfortable. I got off straight away.
Yeah, it's not.
I feel like all this stuff is overrated.
It's cruel.
It just doesn't make sense. Unless the horse is like your pet or something, or like tamed or whatever.
When I went to Thailand, all the elephants being ridden really upset me.
Yeah, like when you're young, you think it's so cool. You're like, oh, elephants, I want to ride them too. But you don't. You don't realize
it. I went to a sanctuary and like some of the elephants are traumatized from like being ridden. So they're like, their like trunks move from left to right constantly because they're like, they've got trauma from being like hit when humans are on top of them.
How do we get onto elephants? I'm just deeping it.
I love it. We went from Love Island to farm to pigs.
The most asked question in my DMs is, where did you see the elephants? Because there's a picture of me with the elephants on, like giving them a bath on my page. And it's the most common question, apart from stuff about these, in my DMs, where did you see them? I'm like, Thailand.
So you're quite well traveled.
Yeah, I like traveling.
You traveled around. Yeah. You've been a lot around East Asia.
I've been to Thailand twice. I just did a retreat there in April. And then Bali as well. Is that
Eastern? I love Bali.
Yeah, unreal.
Bali's amazing.
And now it's open again, finally.
To everyone,
yeah.
I love Bali, man.
I think they're like giving, they're giving like tax-free to people who go and work there as well.
Interesting.
Yeah, to try and get like...
A lot of New Zealands and Aussies there, though.
Yeah, it's that's fun. Like close to it's fun. Yeah.
That's like, it's close for them. Do you know what I mean?
Where's your favorite destination?
I love Bali.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka was amazing.
I really want to go to Sri Lanka.
It's like a hidden resort. Like, you don't even expect to go to Sri Lanka, but like, it was beautiful. Yeah, I've heard everybody's it's surfing there as well.
Really?
The beaches are beautiful. Even again, there's a lot of Aussies there as well. Surfing away. But everybody's so nice. Like, when I went there for like a psychiatric placement that I was doing with my degree because I graduated in neuroscience. And you're working with patients who are not well. And the people in Sri Lanka are so nice. And the capital, like, when you're on the bus, the old ladies are getting up for you so that you can sit down, and they just naturally have that. I'm thinking, rah, like, this is, wow, like...
Different.
It's just different. Yeah. And even when I used to go to work at this psychiatric hospital, sometimes the taxis wouldn't take you. Really? They're like, we know where you're going, we don't want to take you there because of the stigma and association. Yeah, yeah. So, but when I did my placement in Bali for a psychiatric placement, they don't use medicine a lot. Like in Sri Lanka, they were sedating them and they were like turning into like zombies walking around, whereas in Bali they use a lot of yoga, a lot of meditation.
Do you find that work better then?
So I did my dissertation in this because I was inspired by it, like, does yoga meditation help people who are schizophrenic?
Interesting,
and there were a lot of studies that I looked at actually are very helpful for the people who are very holistic.
Yeah,
so they really try to empower that with their patients in Bali. Of course they use medicine, but very much with that. And I feel like we don't do that as much. Everything's medication, and I'm not saying medication's wrong, but stuff like meditation, you know, being holistic helps.
What does holistic mean?
Nature, just being like calm, chill, meditating, you know, and spiritual as well. Like, there's so many different things to being holistic. But like, I was shocked when they were using that for people who are mentally ill, because having mental illness is serious. But that was crazy. But yeah, I love Bali, Sri Lanka, Dubai, but I just love shisha.
I love Dubai. Actually, I used to love Dubai. I prefer places like Thailand now. Dubai's a bit posy now.
Dubai, I feel like for the last 5 years it's been quite posy. Yeah, to be honest,
since
COVID. I just love it because sun, shisha. That's all I need.
Oh yeah, it's such good vibes.
Such good vibes just
so
for that.
So clean.
So clean as well. But Mykonos, why is shisha £200?
Is it?
They overcharge so much there. Like, it's insane. It's like, why am I...
£200 for a shisha
pipe. Shisha. When you've got one at home and
Davide
you can do it.
Davide needs to go sell his shisha there.
Right. I didn't know Davide, because Davide's friends came yesterday interviewing him. Yeah. And Davide's got a shisha company. That is my... David is my guy. And like, I love shisha now.
Electric shisha for the clubs.
I'm like a shisha holic.
I love
it. Yeah.
Like, I just love that shit. I don't know why. No one does it. Like,
I love shisha. Yeah, I love it.
I'm just smoking.
I love a shisha bar vibes. Like,
right.
The vibes of a shisha bar is just great. The music, right. Just chilled. Everyone's like sat there drinking like
right.
Mocktails usually and food. Oh, just love it.
I love it. I have like three at home. So what, I just do at home.
Oh,
beautiful
yeah.
Terrace, sit by the sunset and you just fire, nice. Just chill. You're quite young, you're 22.
Yeah.
So I assume you're not as well traveled. Or maybe you are.
Yeah, I've traveled all over. That's nice. I've traveled, did Camp America, Australia, Copenhagen.
Did where?
Camp, what did I?
Where did you go?
Camp America.
Captain America.
Camp America.
Camp,
is like
Camp America?
You do...
Camp America?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know what that is?
No.
You work in like coaching in schools.
Oh, nice.
Before that, I was coaching like fun. Disability schools and primary schools before.
Nice.
So you just, I done that in America. And then
nice.
When I was
when like, America?
Where? It was in New York. And then I traveled Miami, Vegas, San Francisco, Grand Canyon, Joshua Park.
That's a nice tour.
Like Route 66, done that little trek. Traveled a lot, to be fair.
Nice, man.
But yeah, just think I need to post more of it, probably. But I want to do a lot more now.
In regards to what? In terms just of like
exploring the world,
and you're traveling around.
Miami's my favorite place.
I've actually been Miami.
You gotta go Miami. I went there by myself before I went into the villa.
Really?
Spring break.
Not spring break.
Yeah,
by spring
myself.
Break by yourself.
Yeah, for 10 days.
Like only you would do that.
I was in clubs. Just
that's where you got your life. American accent.
Just living it up for no reason.
That's where you got an American accent from.
Yeah, literally.
That's where you probably inspired. From that. And the plums thing, yeah.
the plums thing.
New York. I love New York, though.
Yeah, New York's a vibe.
New York
expensive,
is a vibe.
But it's a vibe.
Expensive.
I haven't been to New York since I was like 16. I bet it's so good, like, when you can go to the bars and stuff.
People just talk to you.
Mm.
Yeah, then they're very friendly.
They're very friendly. And, like, when that happens here in London, it's like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
What do you want from me?
I find
me?
That, like, some other places in the UK, like, as well, like up north, people are a lot more like
friendly.
Chatty. Yeah,
it's just London. London has bad vibes when it comes to that. Like, why are you talking to me? What
they
are you?
Just check it out
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to hit up LA in a few weeks anyway.
LA is nice, but I feel like LA is 10 times worse with that behavior.
You think
everything is transactional?
Yeah,
everything is like, oh, you know, if you don't have what I need, you are nothing to me. I don't need to chat to you. Bye. But other than that, it's a nice city to visit.
I love LA.
It's a very nice city to visit.
So I want to hop onto the LA scene, hopefully soonish.
Hop onto the LA scene.
YouTube, all of that.
Yeah, you should go on YouTube.
You know what, in LA they're a lot more like open to like helping like other people in the industry. I find that with my friends who did Too Hot. Yeah,
they are a lot more open to it, but something I feel like they act like they are, but they're not.
Yeah, ulterior motives.
Ultimos. Sometimes, yes.
I don't know any Americans.
Sometimes, yes. But I feel like sometimes they say, yeah, I'll help you. We'll do that. Blah, 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 blah. And then they don't actually do anything, but they just... Maybe they want to, but they just don't.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, did you mention you want to do YouTube?
Yeah, YouTube, and I want to fight like KSI and them.
Dead.
KSI, you love the Sidemen.
Jake Paul.
You're watching it so much.
Sidemen actually filmed. They actually filmed down here.
Yeah, we couldn't.
I'm call out KSI. I'm not going to do it. But yeah,
he's great.
Hop on the boxing scene.
Damn.
We're back on the boxing scene.
You better go on YouTube ASAP.
Yeah, I'm literally filming all this week.
Sap.
All this week, got content coming out end of this week.
YouTube nice, on your channel.
Oh, exciting.
We'll plug that in the bio below so you know people can, you know, hit your channel up and subscribe to it, because I feel like a lot of people jump on YouTube. So I feel like, would you ever go on something like YouTube?
Loads of people
it can be quite,
are,
like,
loads of people
daunting.
Are asking me in my DMs, but I don't know which, like, what I want to do with this yet. So I'm just like, give me like a few days.
It's a good investment.
Down to.
It's a good investment. That's the way I see it.
Like, people want to see us, because obviously a lot of us didn't get shown. So I feel like it's the perfect time to show who you are.
Yeah.
And show people what a lot of people wouldn't be able to see, which is like the afterlife of Love Island. And what
And then it's all about longevity as well. So if you've got a plan for longevity, like TikTok is great, but like YouTube is a proper community.
TikTok is seen around the world. I was in Miami getting spotted from TikTok.
TikTok's like growing really fast for us islanders, like more than Instagram, I feel.
Yeah, because Instagram's a dying app.
Yeah. And
we wouldn't think about that.
I don't know. For me, longevity, like, I, like, whatever way this goes, I'm not really too, like, bothered. Like, for me, my long-term goal has always been to be a foster mum.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
So, yeah. So, for me, it's just like...
I want to foster kids as well, actually.
Yeah, I really want
or
to.
Adopt.
Adopt, yeah. For me, I want to foster, and you know, it can lead to adoption or it can't. Like,
yeah.
So it could go either way, but that's like my main goal in life. So for me, this is just like a nice experience and fun, but I probably like will also continue with my marketing and stuff that I was doing before.
Right. How many kids do you want?
Oh, I want a lot.
I want a big family.
Yeah, I want like probably four.
Okay, four's not
of my own children, and then I want to start fostering, and like if that led to adoption, that would make me happy. But
so you want four of your own, and then like
yeah, but I want to wait for them to get to an age where they can understand fostering before I start to foster myself.
Right. Because it can be very complicated.
So I need to find a man.
Right. And you've got to be having kids. Not cheaper by the dozen. I just feel like there's so many kids.
I just think, yeah, my friend's auntie fosters, and I just, these stories and stuff, like, that they come from these homes, and it's just, right. I don't know, it just melts my heart. I just want to help.
You mentioned that you went through, like, a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Before coming into the villa. You don't have to speak about it if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But did that affect, how did that, do you think that affected your journey on the show? Subconsciously or consciously?
It was more of like, it wasn't like, we weren't like boyfriend and girlfriend, right. But I was seeing someone who I think was quite...
narcissistic.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is why me and Ekin got on so well, because she's gone through similar things and her mum's also like actually a relationship coach for that kind of thing.
Right.
So she really understood why I was so triggered. Not that I'm saying Andrew in any way is similar, because he's not, but it was more like how my confidence was so knocked and how hurt and I was by this past trauma. And I think just being hurt by another guy again for the first time was just a lot for me to handle, especially when you're in an environment which you don't have your own friends, you don't have your phone, you don't have your distractions of your normal life. You're like dealing with it in front of your face. So it was really hard.
It's so interesting because seeing you on the show, I just feel like you could play a good villain on
like a TV show. They wanted me to be a villain, yeah.
And I feel like you fit that. That's why they went with that narrative. I feel like I can see you as like a villain on the show, like on some drama show, poisoning somebody's tea. And then you just like kill them and you're walking off laughing. I just see you like, I don't know why. I think maybe...
That's so...
Like I just like see you playing like not in like a in real life, but I mean like in like a scripted movie or something.
I mean, and I just feel like
they must have seen. I don't know what it is, but they put you in that way, narrative kind of way. Yeah, and maybe it's some mannerisms that could aid that as well. When you're just like maybe like shy or chill or like laid back, reserved.
I feel like I was quite. Like, I was crying a lot in there, but I tried to, like, keep it together. I didn't want Andrew to see. Because, one, I didn't want him to, like, know how deep I liked him. Because it'd been only a few days, so I was embarrassed.
But it's, like, a lot. You're in there, like, 24/7.
Yeah, so, and then I think just, like, I make, like, comments which are, like, jokes and it's banter. But people are just taking it as, like, that's me. But, like, it's not. Like,
yeah.
It's just a jokey comment. Like, I have that kind of, like... banter and personality. And I think since I've got out, like, I've seen a lot of comments about me on Artisan and are like, wow, like they really edited this girl different to what she is. Like, she's actually sweet and funny. And that's like, I was shocked that didn't come across.
Right.
Because yeah, I mean, there was a lot of crying, wasn't there? I mean, the cast boys saw it. Jay, Davide, they were like my rocks and at looking after me throughout that.
Before I wrap this up, despite everything that's happened as well, like coming out to all this stuff, like hopefully you're just dealing with it well. And like it shouldn't believe in any of it. And I feel like a lot of it's just bullying and trolling. And it's very unnecessary to describe your face to me this way. And it's just the fact that it's continuous. That is the main issue that you'd keep seeing it.
I'm trying to just find like the funny side in it. Like, okay, you can say that, but
I was chosen
out of 100,000 people to go on this show. And yeah, I mean, it hurts. Yeah,
it hurts. It's always gonna hurt. Even if you make fun of yourself, it's still gonna sting. Like you try to make fun of yourself, but like it still hurts a little bit here and there. But don't believe it. It's not true. And you're a good-looking girl. And I think that they're just being mean for the sake of being mean. You were brought back in Casa Amor, and don't want to see you cry over it, because I genuinely feel like that's not nice for you to cry. But of course, you're just reacting to how these people are. Being very mean towards you when it comes to the public and these comments, and none of them are true.
Okay, thank you.
And I just want you to just like really hear that from my heart, because I just feel like it is very unnecessary, and I saw a lot of it, and I just wanted to address that. And I feel like you are coping very well when it comes to that side specifically. No, I feel like you are coping very well with it, because you know people don't see what happens behind the scenes. You know, when you're actually crying or breaking down about something, they've just seen you in this edit. But I think that you are coping with it very well, and you should be proud of yourself. And I'm genuinely saying that. And I think that you are just doing very well. So just hats off to you for like keeping your back up when it comes to those continuous comments. Not you flipping the camera, just trying to like comfort you are funny. But no, I feel like you're doing well. It's fine, it's fine. We're about to wrap this up anyways, Tom. God. It's all good. Thanks for coming on, both of you, for gracing me with your presence, telling me your side of the story. I feel like it was very important for you to just get that out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just, it would be unfair for me not to approach you.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you coming on, Josh, as well.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, their socials will be in the bio below. You can follow Coco and Josh. Have you made your channel?
YouTube channel's there, videos coming up very soon.
Okay, so link me the channel, so I'll put it in for you. And their TikToks and everything as well. Thank you guys, Daily and Consistent, the Murad Murray podcast. And I'll catch you guys soon for another interview.
Hi.
Wrapped.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.